Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crosswalk Talk with Carlotta Waldman. Carlotta is the founder of Crosswalk Life Ministries, an ordained minister of counseling, registered nurse, and Bible college educator. I'm Dan Baker, and welcome to this edition of our broadcast. Crosswalk Talk is a weekly Christian talk show all about knowing and experiencing God in our lives. We call it Crosswalk Talk because Jesus died on the cross and made it possible for us to walk the walk. And we all know that our walk talks much louder than our talk talks. This is your show, your opportunity to share true stories of healing, miracles, provision, and God intervening in the lives of people today. And now, here's Carlotta.
Well, good evening. I'm so glad you joined us tonight. It is such a thrill to hear from you. Please keep sending the feedback, hear your testimonies, hear what God's doing in your life. And isn't it amazing how the Holy Spirit coordinates everything? You can hear something somewhere else, have it confirmed here, you know, have other people praying it and telling you about that. It's just amazing. What a God we have. Amen. How the Spirit is our tutor and coordinates just everything. Everything that comes into our lives has some meaning. Even if it looks bad at first, you know, I'm learning to see things with a single eye, knowing God's in control no matter what, amen? And He is going to restore, or He's going to redeem, or whatever it needs so that it will work out for the good of those that love Him and are called according to His purpose. Tonight we're going to be talking a lot about purpose and plans, and when we talk about mentoring in the Bible, there are schools of the prophets. All the Jews, Jewish boys at least, went to Jewish school and they learned the scriptures. There's mentors, there's the Elijah and Elishas, and discipleship. We just see it all over the Bible because this is God's way. God's way to raise up spiritual fathers and mothers, to raise up the children in the faith, to know that they're loved perfectly by God, loved and accepted and totally forgiven, and being empowered and prepared and equipped to fulfill a very special plan and purpose that they were uniquely designed to fit. Amen. Amen. I hope you'll call a friend and invite them to join us tonight. That's 917-388-4683. I have opened the chat room, but it's not in a separate window, so I won't be able to follow along. Hopefully you all behave now, and I'll check in on you now and then. I want to begin with prayer because I believe this issue is so close to God's heart. He's talked about the spirit of Elijah and turning the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the fathers back to the children. But I believe a report that I read that says that the most common reason given for people dropping out of missions or the ministry was that they couldn't get along with the other people. And that tells me that there was something lacking in the mentoring. Either there wasn't any, or there was a lack of maturity, relationship, a foundation and truth, something was missing, because we're all going to have to, you know, have our rub edges worked on, and iron sharpens iron and all of that. There's always going to be challenges in relationships, but for people to completely drop out because they couldn't get along with the other missionaries or ministers tells us something. We're in this to be refined, to be molded and made, and God is in that business of balancing out our personality, God-given personality, balancing out a lot of things, really, but healing, restoring us so that we're not hurt people hurting other people, so that we're safe to mentor other people, amen? And it told me something when our second most popular radio program in 2013 was the one on healing from relationships with spiritual leaders. Wow, think about it. Let's talk about what we want, not only in a spiritual leader, but in the one that God highlights to us to point out, you know, or to be our mentor. Because this may not be your pastor. This is not automatic. this is someone probably that's further along down the path than you are. They may be further along in the same areas, your gifts and callings, or in other areas. And since most of us are multifaceted, you may have more than one mentor, and they might be specializing in different things. Amen? But Jesus demonstrated the importance of mentoring. For 3 years, he spent time on the road, one-on-one, in prayer teams, so many ways with those 12 men. And then there were 70, and there were 120, and then there were thousands. But the mentoring 12, and if it took Jesus 12 years to mentor them, how much more important is it for us to receive mentoring from imperfect people and to be mentors as imperfect people? But why does it seem like it's a lost art? Do we need to resurrect mentoring? I mean, how many people do you know of that are available to be your mentor? Besides me, anyway. And that brings to mind that, first of all, they don't have to be in your location or in your church or even in your denomination. You can have mentors in different ways. And you can be mentored over the phone or Skype or Uber.com or on the Internet by videos. We try to offer all of those things. But what do you want in a mentoring program? First of all, it should be custom for you. That's why I'm creating a new website even right now called RestorationPrayerMinistry.com. That's RestorationPrayerMinistry.com. You can see it progressing form, and you can help me write it. You know, what do we want to offer people in mentoring, and what do you desire? What do you want to avoid in a mentor? That's another issue. Some of you have really been hurt by other people. Now, God's plan is for you to be healed in relationships too. But what do you want to avoid? And what do you do when you find a prospective mentor? Do you wait for them to ask you? No, actually, you need to go to the mentor. So I've been praying about it. I think I would enjoy having some mentoring with you. And wonder if you would pray about it, if you're available, if so, in what ways. But it will be your responsibility to be on location, whether you have appointments or not, when that person is ministering, ability to get there, and to be available. Remember, Elisha refused when Elijah would say, oh, you don't need to be here today, you can stay home. He said, oh, no, I'm going to be there. That's the first ingredient. You have to show up. So what do you want when you find this prospective mentor? What do you want to communicate to them or ask them? And what are you willing to commit to? Because it takes time. You have to show up. You're not going to really get the impartation if you're not there. So I'd like to just share some points with you after we have a little protection prayer here. Callers are coming in now. And I'm just going to share a shorter period of time tonight, I think. And then I want to hear from you of what's important for mentors to have or not to have. Amen? So, Father, we just thank you that you have demonstrated discipleship and mentoring and tutoring to us, all different levels of commitment in different situations, whether it's according to spiritual gifting or discipleship in general or leaders maybe in ministries or churches. We thank you, God, that this is not new. It's all through the Bible, and that we can look at the foundation that you have laid for what it is and what it is not. We thank you, Father, and we just come together in our spiritual power and authority to cancel every assignment of the enemy against us, our pets, possession, and pets, possession, and property. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of God Most High, we cancel every hex, spell, curse, or incantation, every astral projected spirit, every familiar spirit on assignment, every word curse spoken over us, even if it came out of our own mouth, in the name of Jesus. And we place the cross between us and everything that's even in our own flesh that we don't know about or haven't dealt with yet, that it will not prevent us from hearing the Holy Spirit tonight. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome your words of wisdom and counsel and understanding and power and might and the fear of the Lord, words of wisdom, words of knowledge, and prophetic words. And we welcome you even into the back rooms of our heart to show us where we do need mentoring and maybe areas that still need honing, polishing, molding, and making. So we thank you that you are bringing people to the forefront to prepare the way and make ready a people, and we want to be those people that are ready, not only for the coming of the Lord, but to be endued with power on high to be a witness. Amen? Well, hallelujah. I hope that you will join us in the chat room or call in, and let's share what's important to each of us, because of our various experiences, I'm sure we're different. I'm going to prime the pump with 20 or 25 things here, and then I have more if I need to, but I'm very interested in hearing from you. So what qualifies a person to be a mentor from your point of view? I would say the first thing that I look for, we're all different, is a mentor encourages you for your own good, not because they want to use you to build their empire, not because they have anything particularly to gain from it, or anything, any selfish motivation, but they encourage you for your own good because they see what God is doing in your life or has called you to do or the giftings that you have. And they are not only on your side, being Christ in you. And Christ in them likes Christ in you. And they see it as a win-win situation. It's not a competition. It's not a comparison. In fact, a real mentor will stand with you regardless. That means on the days when you're great and the days when you're not so good, the days when you're really flowing and the days when you're not. They will stand with you. Even if you fall flat on your face, you completely miss it. Go into the flesh. Revert to old cycles, whatever. They will not reject you because of that. A mentor will just ask permission to give you some feedback or ask you what God is telling you. Amen? They teach you dependence on Christ, not them. See, they'll want to know what's God saying? You know, what are you believing as you're falling on your face here? I kid around a lot. What are you believing? What went through your mind when you made that choice? And they will help you to understand where your faith is, what you're trusting in, where your doubts and worries and fears are, your ungodly beliefs. Help you to identify it, so if it needs to be renounced and repented of and replaced with truth, you can do it together. Rather than condemnation, there might be correction, but it would be in love with an eye to restore you. Amen? To get your feet out of a trap. So they teach you dependence on Christ in you. They ask you these questions knowing that the Holy Spirit is going to be speaking to you and help you process through it, not to become totally dependent on them to give you all the answers and to tell you what to do. But they're happy also when you succeed and are your, you know, cheering section. They are believing in you, happy to invest in you, happy to be able to be there, you know, as you step out with some of your first steps and later on also. But they're also happy when you succeed more than they. Something I really admired Bishop Hammond for at Christian International. He would always tell me or us that he is a success if the people that he's mentoring or training turn out to be better than he is at it. Wow, that's a stretch to believe for that anyway. But that's the true heart of a mentor. They want you to succeed. They're not jealous. They're not trying to hold you down, hold you back. They don't feel upstaged. They're happy. They give you opportunities as you're ready for them. But it's also on your part to trust them to know if you're totally not ready to. See, they've got like a football team concept. It takes a whole team to win a game. It takes knowing not only your strong points, but the weak points of the team and the strong and weak points of other teams that are on the dark side. I mean, and they have this team concept, a good mentor. They know they're not a one-man show. They are successful if they make disciples in all nations is our great commission. And they know it's not just about them. In fact, I was just posting on Facebook today the thought that I think I got from Rick Joyner, that he was saying, you may not be able to go much farther down your own path unless you're willing to bring other people as far as you have come. See, there's that team concept again. It's not just about me. But when you're around a good mentor, even though you're challenged and stretched out of your comfort zone to do things in faith that you've never done before, to step out on some invisible bridges maybe, even though you're challenged, there's a certain level of being comfortable around them, that you know this person is going to give you opportunities with your best interest at heart, not more than you can trust Christ to do through you, but also not holding you back because of their own lack of faith. There's some maturity and character development that needs to happen before you can take certain steps forward, and they'll help you work on that rather than criticize you or put you down or condemn you. Does that make sense? If you're willing to hear it, then they're able to help you learn things the easy way. It doesn't mean that their suggestion is always exactly what God wants either. You can say, no, I just don't see it that way, but at least you've heard it, you know, and a good mentor will leave it between you and God and expect the Holy Spirit to do his job to show you your path, your journey, your direction. And a good mentor will help you with no strings attached. It's not that they'll only mentor you when it's advantage to their empire or their ministry or their church or their progress or their income. They are helping you for your own good. But by no strings attached, I mean that they will also let go of you when they need to. It's not like a school loan where you're happy to get it to pay for school and then you owe it for the rest of your life. Some people would make a good mentor if they could just let go of you when God leads you on to the next location. But I wouldn't throw them away as a mentor if they have that weakness, but I would be aware of it, you know, and let them know that you have not signed up for life. A good mentor will be willing to admit their weaknesses. And I hope you're taking notes and marking the ones that are important to you, because I really do want you to call in and share what's important to you, which may add to my list and make it much, much better, and really bless someone that's listening now or in the archives. They'll admit their weaknesses, because basically the Bible says, you know, you confess your sins one to another, that we're healed ourselves by confessing to others. It's good for us to humble ourselves before God and man, and to confess our sins one to another, we can receive prayer and support and accountability in those areas. But a good mentor will model that, not just teach it. And I don't mean a deprecation kind of thing where you're cutting yourself down all the time, or a false humility that's still talking about yourself all the time. You just put yourself down. Real humility, you don't focus on you. You focus on Jesus. And trust him to live through us. Another thing that might draw you to your next mentor right away is if you can tell that that person can discern who you are in the body or what you're called to do or what your gifting is or your strengths, the areas where you need to grow, if they're gentle as you invite them to talk to you about it, if they are humble, and if they can give you maybe word pictures or examples to encourage you on and to let you know you're not the only one, you know, and they had felt that way at some point. But they're willing to admit those things, and yet they're not talking about themselves the whole time. They're interested in where you are in the Lord and what you're called to do. Now, here's another thing. It can be frustrating if you pick a mentor thinking they're going to have time for you, and they really don't. So from the get-go, you need to ask God what level of relationship this will be. Now, this is why I offer mentoring, because one reason is because I have some time. I'm in charge of my own time, being the founder of Crosswalk Life, and I am called to give a chunk of time to this, and so I set aside appointments. I'm not that easy to get sometimes if you just call. You'll probably wind up leaving a message, but if you'll make an appointment, and we have a real mentoring program with suggested steps, and we really thought this through, and we have a God-given son is not available, then you need to know that from the beginning and not add this to your list of hurts with leaders, okay? You need to know that they'll be mentoring from afar, or you'll be watching videos. Like, I consider Catherine Coleman to be one of my mentors. Of course, she's long gone from this earth, but I can choose to take the time to watch videos, to read her materials, and study books. And I have served with Joan Giesen, who was saved under her ministry, with Billy Burke, with Benny Hinn, and another lady whose name escapes me right now. But I've served also with people that were mentored by her directly. So it's a lot about what you seek out and what you'll commit yourself to. Do you have time? Do you see the critical urgency of being mentored in these last days while we can? Are you willing to invest? Like when I was on Joan Giesen's prayer teams at the Benny Hinn Crusades, we got to those meetings in different cities on our own time, using our own money. The hotel room was on us. We were not paid, for sure, but mentoring can cost you in time, energy, finances, but it's well worth it. The impartation that I got there for praying for healing was fantastic. My faith level jumped way up. I'll never, never, ever forget the experiences I had with Joan Giesen. Another thing is, a mentor is not threatened by you when you do well. And you know how some pastors never have a guest speaker that's better than them? They're so easily threatened. They kind of rob the congregation, or I don't mean to sound judgmental, but you know what I'm saying. They could possibly have better guest speakers more often than they do. Well, just be aware and discern if you're still with them when you start doing really well in whatever area you're called to, whether it's a spiritual ministry, marketplace ministry, a vocation, a career, or one of the seven mountains. Are they going to be happy for you and continue to support you, or to be threatened by you? Here's another thing. Are they going to be threatened by your other developing relationships? Because a wise person will develop many good relationships. We all need spiritual alliances with people with all kinds of different strengths. For instance, I want to have people with all different strengths on our board of directors. But it's not a competition. It's a fellowship with people from other walks of life and other ministries, but we don't want any one person thinking it's all about them. And a good mentor will impart spiritual gifts to you. It's hard to define exactly what impart is, but one thing we know for sure, the Holy Spirit does it. Paul speaks to Timothy, you know, stir up your spiritual gifts that we've imparted to you by the laying on of hands. So there's something about being with people, letting them lay their hands on you. There can be a transfer of bad things, of course, but in this case, we're talking about transfer of good things. Spiritual gifts, even. Strengthening a spiritual gift. And you may notice, I'll use prophetic for example, because I have the most mentors in that area, but you may notice that when you're around other very prophetic people, that it draws the prophetic out of you. There's not only impartation, there's like a synergistic effect, to use a natural word. And we see this in the Bible, too, that maybe Moses was the only one that could prophesy, or but in his presence, other people could, too. Well, this isn't just Old Testament. This is for this day and time, too. An excellent time to step out into new areas and accept new challenges that God's been laying on your heart is when you're around people that excel in those areas, that have those gifts that are further down the path than you. So a good mentor can not only see the gifts that may not be so evident in you, but they can help draw them out. They can see your calling, maybe help you write your vision, what you want to do and your mission, how you will do it, and give clarity to that so you both know what is really part of what God's calling you to do and what's not. And here's a big one. They'll trust in you, trust Christ in you. They'll give you opportunities to step out in new ways, and they don't freak out if you don't do so well. This is one reason that a lot of pastors shy away from mentoring or from having volunteers in the church, because for one thing, volunteers don't show up like they would for a paid job because they think it's optional to show up. But when you're being mentored, it's very important to show up for that person to be able to count on you and to be able to see that responsibility in you, that as if you were the leader, you would not only show up, but show up early, right? If you were the speaker or the singer or whatever. But they will trust in you as you earn that trust. And then the good part is they will also be there for you if it doesn't go so well, if you appear to fail, if you choke up, can't say a word, or whatever happens, good mentor will be there for you. On the other hand, they're not afraid to discipline or correct you. You can't be a good mentor if you're not willing to ask permission to give feedback. Now, that doesn't mean that we can say anything we want anytime we want, any place we want, but we have to be willing to say, even if you're joking, hey, was that what Jesus wanted to say through you? just give honest feedback, ask questions, help a person process through a thing, grow in faith, you know, not to tear it down, of course. They will even, the old saying, pay a debt they do not owe. Sometimes a mentor has to clean up after the mentoree. Say you're speaking into someone else's life, giving some counsel, prophesying, giving words of knowledge, and you miss it. A good mentor will hear God on how to come right in with a cleanup. For instance, say you've been instructed not to prophesy geographical moves and you just can't stand it and you do it anyway, and the mentor does not witness to it, not only because you're out from under authority, but they just don't witness to it. And so they can just step in and say, well, you know, I think what God's actually saying is that you will be in transition, that he'll be calling you to minister in many areas. It's not necessarily a, you know, geographical move. And so they've cleaned it up without accosting you in front of the other people, humiliating you with correction in public. But they do have the courage to bring clarity and certainty for the receiver's sake. And then they may bring more clarity and certainty to your prophet. You know, if you want to minister on my team, you're going to have to be willing to follow instructions. You have not been released to prophesy geographical moves. And if you really, really, really feel like God is telling you one, then you need to tell me. And we'll pray about it and agree on it together. Does that make sense? Well, but at any rate, what the mentor is helping you do is move toward the current move of God at that time, to move in it, to move with it, and not hold you back saying, oh, we've never done that here before, or you've never done that before. But a real mentor will discern what God is doing and want to, let God do what he's doing through them, even if it's new, and also have some courage to let God do the new things that he's doing through you. They will be willing to continue fellowship with you. Now, you might only see them once every 2 months or something when you meet them at a meeting, or they might be local, or it might be all over the telephone. We do a whole lot over the telephone and Uvu and Skype. Most of the people that I mentor, I have never met face-to-face. They don't have the time, energy, or money to come see me, and usually the other way around, too, because a lot of them are actually on other continents. But we have that sweet, sweet fellowship over the phone, or over Uvu, and or over Skype. You know, it's free, and we can see each other, and the Spirit knows no limits. Amen. So basically what I'm saying is that a true mentor will be willing to impart whatever they have to you. They'll be willing to share from their experiences so that you can learn the easy way, and they'll also stand by you when you insist on learning the hard way. I've been there, done that, been on both ends. Hallelujah. But I have precious, precious, precious memories from mentoring experiences. I can tell you the first time that my mentor asked me to believe for words of knowledge, because I'm much better, I think, at prophetic flows. Once I get to prophesying, I don't give a lot of thought to what I'm saying, just say what the Father's saying, and I don't know how it applies to you anyway, so I just give what I'm given. But when she asked me to give a word of knowledge, there's no context, there's no flowing, you're either right or wrong. You know, it's so black and white with a word of knowledge. And she asked me a specific question, and I thought, oh, I don't know if this is God. She said, I want you to ask God what pet I had as a kid. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. But I immediately pictured a yellow Scotty dog. On the other hand, I had never seen a yellow Scotty dog in my life. So back then I argued with God a lot and wanted to edit for me. So I just said, a Scotty dog. She said, right. And she immediately said, what color? And so I said, well, what I saw was a yellow Scotty dog, but I never heard of one. She said, exactly right. And see, she took me through an open door that I had not really been walking through out of fear. God was faithful to give me the answer. And many times since then, I've seen pictures that made no sense, that were symbolic, but I've asked the person I'm mentoring or counseling or praying for, does this picture mean anything to you? And they've said, yes, that's it. And so your mentor will probably ask you things that you may not relate to, may never have stepped into that deep water before, you know? But that's kind of their job, to get us out of our comfort zone, get us to trust in God, even if it's brand new. Now, I want to encourage you to call in. You've already called in. And share with me what's really important to you, or any questions you have about a mentoring experience or being a mentor. And I'll do my best to give you a good answer. We have one caller right now who's pushed the number 1. If anyone else is willing to help me out here tonight, with some input, you can push number one. And let me know what's on your heart, because I have some other things, but that's just part of it. We'll see if you fill in the rest, okay? I'm going to go ahead and call out the area code and welcome you to the program and ask you to share your name and the city from. And we'll all listen to God as you share with us, okay? The first caller, all the numbers are 111, so I don't know if that's a credit card call or Skype or what, but welcome to the program.
Hello, this is Apostle Dianette from Brockwall, Texas.
Oh, Diane, welcome to the program. What a treat. We have Apostle Diane with us. Who knows a little bit about mentoring? What would you like to share or ask or talk?
Just a little bit, just a teensy bit. Well, I think this is an awesome program you're having tonight, and it's so key and so important right now, especially, you know, for we are in the body of Christ and for what is happening because of, you know, this awakening. And I'm sure you've heard things about it, but I really believe that we're in that season where there's just another great awakening that is happening,
right,
the church, and we need mentors. And you know, I've looked at, several of the things that you said are so important, and it was just really, it's just sweet to hear some of the things you were saying, because it's like, I'll check that, I'll check, yep, yes, Lord. And it's so important. I always say to my spiritual sons and daughters, and, you know, that I always pray that my ceiling is your floor, becomes your floor, you know.
Aww.
That you dance. And, yes, my ceiling, the highest, you know, place that I have been and gone, that you will walk on that place, that'll become your floor. And, you know, it's so important that mentors, that they don't hold back those they are speaking into their lives. And unfortunately, I had, you know, that experience in a couple of places that I was in. And, you know, you still honor and respect leadership, but ultimately when it gets down to where the rubber meets the road, it's your obedience to God. And,
yes,
you know, sometimes mentors and leaders are not equipped for, you know, like a pastor can nourish a prophet, someone who walks in the office of a prophet. A pastor can nourish that prophet by feeding them, but a pastor cannot nurture a prophet in their calling. So, you know, you kind of hit this place where you're stopped, because you can't really be nurtured, but you can be fed. You can be nourished and fed the word of God. So there has, you know, pastors have to recognize that if you have someone in your congregation or in your ministry who walked in the office of a prophet to find someone that you're in relationship with as a leader that is a prophet, an accountable prophet that can teach that prophet. And so, and some younger prophets have been held back, you know, because they've not had, and it's nothing negative at all. It's just the true fact of the way it is. And so a pastor should be willing to help that prophet, that young prophet in the Lord, you know, to be able to walk in their calling. And so that was just a key thing, you know, to me that you said. And you know, some relationships are for seasons. And,
yes,
you know, we shouldn't try to hold on as a mentor. We shouldn't try to hold on to people and keep them there forever. It's like some of my spiritual children and those who I've mentored, you know, they're feeding me now.
Yeah,
they're serving me. They're giving. It's like what I regurgitated out. That's what I always say. They're giving it back. I mean, it's just it's a blessing, and it's real important, Prophet Carlotta, that people, mentors, that they do not have all of these sets of rules and regulations and, you know, things like that. I counseled someone just a few months back that was told that they could not even be a part of a ministry unless they removed all their gold teeth.
Unless what?
That they could not be a part of a ministry if they did not remove all of their gold teeth in their mouth.
Oh, my goodness. What's that got to do with anything?
That is a religious leader and a mentor. And it's, you know, and I was so sad that, you know, because this was a young person that they did not know, you know, the word more than what they did in that area as far as submitting to authority and leadership. It's like, you know, it was just, I mean, it was horrible. And so that would have been a sure sign to me, like, I'm not getting rid of my gold teeth. And it'd be like, but, you know, sometimes when you're new and you just come in to the kingdom, you know, and you don't know any better, or, again, you know, you don't know the word well enough to know, then, you know, so that was a real difficult, a sad thing, and it just put a lot of fear. But, you know, just having all these rules and regulations, or, you know, telling someone that if a mentor telling someone if they don't obey you, if they don't answer you, or if they don't do this, that you're going to die and so forth. You know, I've had all kinds of, and this is just recent stuff. And I'm like, you know, Lord, that just, you talk about something rising up inside of me. It's, you know, the enemy uses fear tactics. And so when using fear tactics that's mentoring you, you better run, because that's not God. You know, God doesn't use fear tactics. And so, and, you know, you don't pay for impartation. Hello? You know, if you have if you have someone in your life who is a true mentor, you know, you're, it's like, oh, yes, I would love to mentor you, but by the way, I'm going to charge you, you know, $50 an hour that I talk to you and impart to you. There's so much merchandising the anointing in the temple today. You know, and we know what Jesus did, Prophet Carlotta. He turned the tables over. He said, you know, no, you just bought this temple. You've caused it to be a den of thieves and robbers. And so, you know, there's, that's just, you know, that's just not scriptural. You don't, you know, you freely receive, so you freely give. That's what my Bible says, my holy Bible. It's a holy Bible.
Paul took up offerings, and he even took up offerings to take to Jerusalem and other places, so I don't want to make people think they can't take donations.
Oh,
but,
exactly.
I don't go for this style of prophecy and some people think that's what I'm doing, or even on your radio program they might think that's what you're doing. But there's a difference between, and I don't even want to say a quote that would lead people to know who I'm thinking of, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm agreeing with Apostle Diane that some people are just selling it like a product.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's not what we're talking about. But I can't agree more that you can observe and discern the spirit of the people that are your spiritual leaders to see if they're ready to mentor, because they will not suppress you just to suppress you, just to hold you back. They may not release you to, for instance, we'll take the prophetic. They may not release you to prophesy on your own out from under supervision right away, but that's for your own good. That's not
protection. Yeah, that's great.
That's not quenching the Holy Spirit. That's saying, go with me, you know, let me mentor you, let me give you opportunities. They're in a safe place under supervision. And so guidelines like that are different from, I would say, I know I've experienced several churches that we were checking out, and, you know, when they just stand in the pulpit and start preaching against you pretty much without mentioning your name, You know, this isn't going to be my mentor. So you can test your spirit to see if they're really able to nourish or nurture either one.
That's right. And it's a, and you know, Prophet Carlotta, it is a honor to sow into mentors' lives. You know, and so because the laborer is always worthy of their hire, but for me to tell someone, you know, I cannot mentor you or teach you unless you give me so much money every month or whatever, that that is merchandising the anointing. You know, that is not scriptural. And it was real precious on my program. I had a little gal one time, and I could tell she was just trembling and saying that. She said, I believe the Lord told me that I was supposed to tell you that you need to put PayPal on your website. I knew it. You know, I knew it because I had been struggling with doing that for a long time. And so that was really precious, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And to have, you know, sometimes I've had to tell people that I'm mentoring, you know, now you've asked me about this, and now here's, you know, some guidelines from the Word of God. But, you know, if you don't do these things, then we can't move to the next place. We can't have another appointment. We can't move to the next place of, you know, because this is what you asked for. And so, but when you get that flow going and just that honor and that respect there for each other, because it's not just about the mentor, it's about the mentee. It's, you know, it's about both of you flowing together in the spirit and growing and, mm-hmm. you know, and allowing those things to be imparted and, you know, to be spoken into your life. And I believe that it is. And it's just really interesting. I was so blessed when I saw what you were teaching on tonight, because just this past week, I have gained two new spiritual sons. And, you know, because the Lord is, he's bringing, and both of these young men, one of them is a pastor, but anyway, and the other one has been a pastor, he has ministry, you know, they've been asking for mentors and, you know, and asked me. So it's just a real, you know, what you were saying, it's, I believe God is stirring up the hearts of people to want to have a mentor in their life, and just the significance of it. And an apostle, and I'm going to be quite up, this apostle spoke into my life in the early or mid-90s, and he told me, he said, the Lord says that many will come to you in the days ahead, he said, and they will ask you to mentor them. He said, don't say no, and don't say I don't have time to do it. But he said, mentor them and teach them and impart, and God will always give you the grace to be able to do that.
And so
it's just so precious because, you know, my position as a pastor in the church that my husband and I co-pastor, you know, I'm transitioning out of the pastoral, you know, more into the apostolic and prophetic office again. And so it's, you know, it's, the ministry is changing, but it's great and awesome to see how God is, you know, he's bringing those who have been crying out for a mentor and praying for someone to mentor them.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Like,
you made that a good point there.
Yes, but I
wow,
mean, kudos
I hope you all
to
were
you.
Notes.
But I'm thank you so much for sharing on this topic tonight, because it is just right on target, and just great, great things. Everything, it was just like, yeah, check, check. I mean, I was writing this stuff down. I was like, check. It's like, yes. You know, teamwork, together, everyone achieves more. We're coming together as the body of Christ. It's not just hands. If we saw a leg just walking down the street, we would freak out. or if we saw a hand, and that's how we have to think about the body of Christ.
Amen.
We are
okay.
coming together.
All
and
right.
So,
do it. Thank you, Lord.
So,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
well,
you.
That was excellent.
So much.
Yeah, we heard about the mentor's point of view and the mentoree's point of view. So bless you, bless you, bless you, and all
yes.
that you do, God wants to do through you. Thank you
for coming
in.
Thank you so much.
Right.
And thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Apostle Diane was a big help to me. You know, about 2 years ago at this time, I fell in the dark in the night and just totaled my left arm. It was just all messed up. My hand and fingers wouldn't work, and some people were heaping condemnation on me, you know, like, you know, must be sin in your life. But, you know, I got some pretty amazing emails, only a few. The majority don't think this way, I don't think. But Apostle Diane came in. She contacted me, and she let me know, before big promotions, there's also big exams. And I knew that that was God, that God wasn't trying to punish me or anything, that he was in this. He didn't put the suitcase in my way for me to trip over. But God was in it. He was testing me, preparing me, you know, faithful as ever, you know, wasn't losing ground here. And it's just important, that aspect of a mentor, to stand with you, you know, whatever you're going through. Amen? Amen. Well, we want to be that for you. Let's take another caller. We have several tonight. Area code 786. Welcome to the program.
Yes, hi. Good night, Prophet Cordata. This is Mario from Miami.
Yes, Mario from Miami.
Hi, good night. I was just so excited to hear that you speak about mentors, because I have such the privilege of having a mentor, and I was just like, yes, 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 on point, amazing. And though I think I've been so incredibly blessed by having a mentor for the past year or so, but there's one thing that I love that out of everything that you mentioned, which was something that will bring you closer to Christ, and something you mentioned that will help you lean on him and not on the mentor. Because mm-hmm. one of the most precious things my mentor has said, because she's not just my mentor, she's the spiritual mother to me. And real quick testimony, I was on a radio show giving my testimony, and I'm the only one in this household that follows the Lord, so the enemy uses my family against me, and it sometimes got lonely, and nobody really honors her, so the Lord connected the two of us, and we built a very mother-son type of relationship. And what the best blessing that I've received from her is her impartation to depend on the Lord. And one thing she said is probably what I treasure the most, which is, Mario, this is what I think you should do, but you do whatever the Lord tells you to do. It was a love from a mother, but that tells you, regardless of what I say, you do what Jesus says. And when you mentioned that, it was just like, yeah, that's huge, you know, because no matter how, you know, how anointed, how everything they are, and, you know, how much we admire their growth and their wisdom, the best thing is the things that she taught me, like to pray in secret so that only God could hear me. And when I get the confirmations, I know Satan hasn't heard me. That's been remarkable, because I know it's built my relationship with Jesus, and I know it's him. It cannot be anybody else. Only he heard me in the spirit. And those things I treasure, I value, and I hope that there are more people being trained to be mentors, and that we pray for mentors that above all lead us closer to Christ.
Amen.
And
that's
and
it.
Just one. Yeah.
That's it. Learning that Christ is in you, not just Christ is in them. because that's
Amen.
Not a real situation where you only admire Christ and then got to become strong in the Lord, abiding in him, he and us, you know, and when they've really done their job, then you're able to depend on Christ and you.
Definitely. And just one powerful thing is that it's when you have a mentor and you pray together, that same way that that person prayers speaks to you. And so the Holy Spirit reminds you of the things that person says and reminds you of the things they say, and it just imparts what they're living into your life, and it's been a phenomenal ride. And I encourage everyone to seek a mentor or that has been sent by the Lord.
Yes. This is so important that I'm posting on it on Facebook. I'm building another website. It'll be simple, you know, to help people to sign up for this. And, you know, even the thorough ministry that we offer in 6 3-hour sessions in Restoration Prayer Ministry, it's not a one-time fix. People still need follow-up. They need teaching and training. They need opportunities to step out. They need support. You know, we need all of the things that we've talked about tonight, but how many pastors can give that to all of their members? Well, not. You know, it's just too much. So the body of Christ needs to recognize that discipleship is what Jesus taught us, and that we're all disciples, and we can all make disciples. It's not that this person needs to be your pastor, your bishop, your priest. You know, we need to get busy mentoring each other. But not everybody's ready to be a mentor, but you can always ask God for a mentor. Amen?
Amen, amen. And I definitely believe greatly in the Great Commission, and that this is a huge part of the Great Commission to teach them all that. I forgot the verse, but you know what I mean. And I'm a little nervous, but I also wanted to say one last thing before I let go. Which is that when it comes to giving to your ministry, I know that the apostle mentioned that it. I think the ones that really benefit from giving to the ministry is not this us. It's not so much you guys. It's really us. We're the ones that receive from it. We're the ones that are sowing into a nonprofit organization. And God, when we honor God, we honor your office. We honor what you're doing. We're honoring him, and he honors us. And I just wanted to share that with everyone, because that's what they're teaching us, to honor you guys, to honor what you're doing and your calling in your office. And that's all.
Well, you're so right. You just set me up to say what I've said before, but I'll say it again, that when I was going to school, ministry training school, I not only had Bishop Hammond's sister-in-law, Marilyn King, for my mentor, which was an honor upon honors, but this opportunity to sow into other people's vineyards, I was fortunate in that I didn't have to work full-time while I was going to school, so I realized that. Thank you, God. But I didn't just lay around. I used that time to sow into 4 ministries, volunteering for free. So I'm not trying to brag on being the biggest giver or anything. I'm just saying sometimes there's seasons of our life where it's easier, you know, to sow into other people than other times. And if we take advantage of that, then God's able to not only use what we learned, what I learned from each one of those ministries, can't tell you how much I learned, but he's able to give me my own vineyard sooner because I understand the importance of sowing into other ministries.
Praise God. Awesome. Awesome.
So now we have a parachurch ministry, and sometimes people don't understand it. They think I should have a church of my own, or I should have be a part of one denomination or something so I can get me a label. And I have been invited to be on a church staff before, but I said, no, our calling is to be available to all the Christian churches in any denomination that's Christian. And you have to know what your calling is and be mentored in that, too. It doesn't mean I couldn't learn from people in denominations, because I certainly have, but I had to also be mentored in being available to all, because it's a little bit different, you know, to have that flexibility and be available to all. So I just thank you. Thank you for calling. And one of these days, I want to get down there and go to Maldonado's church with you. I just can't wait. I think that would be great.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much again. Always such a blessing I received. And the Lord, just believe he just spoke through you right now.
Well, it'll happen. It'll happen. I'm up here teaching classes this spring and even taking a class, and I'm booked 4 to 5 nights a week right now, but I plan on that lightening up for the summer, so I'll be getting down there. Thank you, Lord. Well, I just want to bless Mario. Thank you, Lord, for Mario calling in. And Mario, I think the Lord's saying that what you've experienced in the last week or two is just the beginning. As you're a good steward of those things that I'm showing you, that you didn't just learn things from me as you pressed in. You didn't just get head knowledge or more experiences under your belt, but there was true impartations to you that I've been doing, true impartations to where my spirit has done things in your heart and your spirit, soul, and body, and they are yours to keep. You know, it's not like in the old days where, you know, you or others may have gone to church and you've seen what other people can do, and it's a blessing and it's an encouragement in your mind. But the Lord says, you're at a point now where as you press in, I'm giving you true impartations from other people. And so not only from your mentor, but from others. And so you've been a good steward to make sure that you're there, that you show up. Because people pray for God to show up, but what we really need, the Lord says, is for us to show up and to be around the people who have the impartation that God wants us to have. There's something very important, the Lord says, when I lead you to be in a certain location or with certain people, it's not just to observe, it's not just to learn with your mind, to get the impartation, and I'm so happy to give it to you, and there's more, 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 okay?
Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, I receive it. Beautiful word, as always.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Have a good night. God bless everyone here. Just listening.
Yes, God bless you, everyone. Amen. Amen. So I hope you'll get back to us, Mario, and let us know when there's other big events down there. Because I would highly recommend. I don't do much promoting of churches or ministries on the program because I can't be partial. But, you know, if there's another big event down at Maldonado's church there in Miami, I don't mind you sharing it with us.
Definitely, definitely. It would be my pleasure.
Okay.
Can count on it.
All right.
All right.
Have a wonderful night. And I just speak blessings over your whole family. They will come in. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm believing that.
Yes. All right. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for Mario, Lord, and for just the ways that he's pressing in as a young man. And there are many things that he has done and could be doing right now, but he is just giving his time and energy to press in and have that mentoring relationship. And I know he'll never regret it. We just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you that for every person listening, that it's a divine appointment, that you will not leave them out, that as they ask you for a mentor, that you'll show them, whether it's people locally, whether it's me, whether it's somebody online, somebody by video or in books, but that they will know that they know that they have a definite assignment from you to be around that person and to get the nurture or nourishing, good point, get the impartations that they need to stir up their spiritual gifts, to grow in maturity and in character. And that's a lot of what what mentoring is. It's learning how to let God mold and make you so that you are the person that he can live through. Amen. Okay, I want to invite 310 to the program.
This is Rick Patty in Los Angeles.
Hello there. How are you?
Well, I am fine. And I originally punched one with some thoughts, and I guess I've had others as I've been listening. And I guess
that
my a comment, my first question I'd called in with, well, when do people know when they're ready to be mentored, at one point of their spiritual growth? But in listening to this, I think I see it differently, where you have mentoring at all stages of
yes.
your spiritual development. And I did restorative prayer ministry, but that I see, which I didn't see as mentoring, but I saw as spiritual growth and taking care of with God's grace, taking care of issues in my life that I were problems, strongholds and things that had blocked me from fully receiving gifts from God and fully performing the tasks that God would have for me. So, but I see that, I would think, correct me if I'm wrong, also as mentoring. And so important that that crosses denominations, because people need different things. And then I guess in that, one knows whether they're going to become like with Elijah, someone who follows in that footstep with the same anointing as their mentor, or if God may be bringing that mentor in their life as he reveals certain tasks that he wants them to have, and the mentor
right.
can provide that.
Right, and it doesn't have to be an exact match, you know, but they may have some area where God wants you to excel and know how to do it in his power. And you're right that Restoration Prayer Ministry is actually on our new website that's called restorationprayerministry.com. I'm still building it. But it's the first step. First, we have to get our own lives cleaned out and our own hurts healed and our own deliverance and everything, at least, you know, pretty much get up to ground zero. And then the mentoring can take off, because then with the follow-up appointment or attending the video school at Now Faith TV, in my case, or opportunities for webinars, you know, a lot of people don't realize, because we're on the Internet these days, and so much of it is free, that we can have not only conference calls, but webinars using uvu.com that as many as 12 people can attend at one time. And we can all see each other. And it's, you know, free. Nobody has to buy a plane ticket and go anywhere. So there are all kinds of things, ways that you can receive mentoring, or actually facilitate a way for other people to get a taste of it. You know, anybody that's listening could ask a few friends, well, do you want to try an afternoon webinar? And all you have to do is install Uvu on your computer, and there it is. So it's a small world these days.
Yes, and it's wonderful that we, as the body of Christ, use all of these tools, positive and for development like that, not leaving it just to the dark side to use it
right.
To influence people. And I think I guess, you know, everyone needs a mentor.
I think so. I think if Jesus spent 3 years with his 12 guys and he was perfect at it, that should say something to all of us. When I was with Campus Crusade for Christ, as soon as we led somebody to Christ and they had really received Christ and been born again, we took them out with us the next day, and they saw us sharing Christ with other people and answering questions and doing our little apologetics, you know, sharing why we believe what we believe and why Christ came and who he is and why he died and why we need him. And they learned on the job the very next day.
In that, it's so wonderful, because it reminds me of something that Apostle Diane had said earlier, and that is, you know, if you saw a leg or an arm walking down the street, you'd be surprised, you know. But we all, I think a mentor helps you find what you are.
Right.
And then we minister to each other and must minister not only to each other, but with each other.
Well, and I believe that anybody can be prophetic. If you're born again, the Bible says in Corinthians, you know, to desire earnestly the best gifts, especially to prophesy. So it doesn't make you a prophet, but no matter what you're called to do in business or media or arts or education or government or, you know, whatever, hearing God's voice makes all the difference. And so we can mentor people that are on a little bit different path from us, but they still need the same, you know, a similar relationship with God and to be able to hear his voice. Thank you, Lord. Any other comments? Any other comments?
No, I think that's it. I certainly had revelation as we've discussed, and thank you for the show.
Well, okay, and I think I hear the Lord saying that I've caused you to be that person that, like a facilitator. I hesitate to use the word networker because people picture doing things in the natural in their own strength. But this is in the Spirit and by the Spirit, the Lord says, that I've given you that keen discernment to be able to discern what I'm doing through other people and what's not me through other people, and to help them to be connected to other people, but also to speak into their lives to let them know that they can know me intimately, that they can minister in my power, that they can understand their plan and my plan and purpose better. You know, there's so many little seeds that you can sow that could be life-changing, you know, in others, in their teams, in their ministries, in their businesses. The Lord says, I've just called you to be that facilitator, but I'm going to be teaching you more about that as I connect you with people who believe in you, who consider it an opportunity to pour into you, not just to use you or soak you or, you know, drain you dry. And you're going to see, you're going to be able to see more clearly what people are part of my kingdom investment into you. And as you line up with that more and more, more and more, you're just going to be able to see the synergy of it, see me bringing clarity and certainty to what my curriculum is for you. And even, as you've already seen, even people whose voices you heard for the first time on this program, that you'll feel my spirit leading you to either pray for them, to connect with them or not. And trying to think if this is God or this is just soul. Okay, help me, Lord. Even Mario sharing about the miracles and all that are going on down at Maldonado's church in Miami. I mean, something like that, the Lord says, I might just quicken you and say, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be there, to get that impartation. And just be aware that I am Christ with all the power and authority in the universe, and I'm in you, teaching you how to hear my voice better, and you're going to know that some things are just good ideas, but some things are God ideas. Amen?
Amen. And I just want to say to those who may be more in my place than, you know, some of the other callers, you know, kind of starting out, there's nothing, no experience that is wasted or that God can't, you know, he said, make crooked paths straight, make it
right where it's headed, even if you don't see it. I certainly had sought God and read my Bible and done things, and I had blocks, and they kept coming up, and I did ask God earnestly. Then finally I'm like, oh, please. And then ask God earnestly, but and then he led me to the right places to find freedom so I could go on that path. And I just really encourage anyone who's listening, you just keep seeking God, and, you know, those blessings are there.
Amen.
That direction is there. That mentor is there.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. That was wonderful. Thank you, Lord. I just thank you for the way you're working in people's lives from coast to coast and country to country. That was California. We just thank you, Lord. And I want to encourage you, if you've never really studied mentoring, that, got to plug my phone in. Woo, glad I saw that. If you've never really studied mentoring, you can go to our website, the main one with the blue and green header at crosswalklife.com, and put in the search box, mentoring. And you'll see kind of a combination. There's some of it's more about mentoring, some of it's more about coming as a residential intern. But as Patty was saying, the first step is to, got it plugged in now, feel better. The first step is to receive Restoration Prayer Ministry to get your own life cleaned out. And then if you go to our new site at restorationprayerministry.com, and just bear with us as we grow with it, it's making it clear that those six sessions of Restoration Prayer Ministry are just the first steps. After that, there's follow-up appointments. You're not in this alone. We were never meant to live the Christian life alone, that you can have ongoing appointments at the frequency that's right for you. You can plug into our video training school on Now Faith TV. You can order Tearing Down Strongholds course on CD, start praying the declarations in the manual, and learn how to maintain freedom, get more healing, tear down strongholds. And then also host a webinar in your own area to bring your own friends together, or come for an internship. You can come for 1 to 2 months, 3 to 6 months, or if you need a visa, we'll work on that together. But God will make a way if this is for you. Amen. Amen. Let's see what he has to say through the caller at area code 469. Are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Yes. Who is this, please?
It's Kanisha.
Kanisha, glad to have you back. Hello.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. We're having a good time here. Did you have a comment or question?
Well, yeah, I heard you you say a couple of times about the most important thing being to be able to know God's voice and learn God's voice. And sorry, I'm kind of out of breath. I years ago, I met a prophet who began to mentor me over the phone. I met her in person, and she began to mentor me for years over the phone. And I remember her always saying, I will call her for the answers to everything. And she would always say, what is God saying?
Yes.
And I would get so frustrated and be like, I don't know what God is saying. That's why I'm calling you. And she would not give me all the answers. She would go and seek the Lord for myself. And I would be angry with her, really. I would be frustrated. I really thought I was missing out on something. Long story short, it was a time where she just poured everything she could into me for years. And then the separation took place. Not anything negative. It just was a time for me to go out and begin to experience the word, because it was one thing to know the word with a head knowledge, but it was time for me to go and walk out and experience. And now, me coming back, the Lord has brought us back together. And she can see the fruit of her labor because now she's like basking in the fact that I can hear from God and that she can listen to me mentor others. And so it's such a blessing. But I wanted to also speak from the point of view of those who have good mentors but yet feel like they're missing out on something or that it's not enough and go out searching for something else, and you might wind up getting yourself into something not so healthy or not so good, you know, just to stick with the person that God has given you and to just submit in that place and you'll grow tremendously. So that was my only comment. Now I'm so grateful for that. She's a pastor now, but I'm so grateful for her saying, what is God saying?
Amen.
And she would say it in such a voice, it's like, what is God saying? And I'm like, I don't know what God is saying. But I thank God for that now. I really thank God for that. And that was the only comment that I wanted to make.
Well, that's so important, and I'm glad you brought up just a little bit about what to avoid, because I hate to say we're going to do it next week, because sometimes when I say that, then God tells me he had another plan. But I do want to get around to the subject. I've already got it written out of what a good spiritual mentor is not, and not just to rehearse what it is not, but also to pray for the listeners who have been wounded or hurt or let down because of the shortcomings of people that they thought were going to be a good mentor and then were not. So I want to pray for that healing too. Wow. All right. So now you're mentoring some people too, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I have a Bible study line that I do on Thursday nights, and just started with, like, I think I told you before, I just started with about 3 people. And then people from all over the United States started to call in, which kind of scared me in the beginning. But it's just, I'm grateful. I'm just grateful. I'm not trying to really mentor. I'm just trying to share what I have, what I get from the Lord. I'm just trying to share it. Whatever he gives me, I feel like I don't have a right to hold it. It's not mine. It should flow in me and through me. And so I'm just grateful that God allows me to be a part of what he's doing. And I get mentored from you over this Bible study and even Apostle Diane. So I'm grateful.
We can have more than one mentor, you know, mentors in different areas and different giftings, different callings, and we can learn from them all. It doesn't have to be an exact match, like I was saying. And also, you brought up about people calling in. Somebody may wonder, if you watch the first few videos in my Now Faith TV training school, why I have a headset laying around my neck. It's not even on my head, but the microphone is sticking up. It looks odd. But the reason I had that is when I was teaching that first year of the Elijah House School on Now Faith TV, I had callers on the line, even though it was a live school with live people there. And when I had that microphone from the headset sticking up in front of their mouth, they could hear me better. And I could hear them faintly if somebody said they had a question. And I don't know that on any of them we recorded the part where I began to address the callers that were on the headset, but that's why I had that headset laying around my neck instead of on my head. I didn't want to, hear them if their dishwasher came on or their dog barked or something, but I wanted them to be able to hear me. And then if somebody did start, screaming they had a question, I'd be able to hear it. That's so good. And people may not know that you can have conferencecall.com conference calls with people anywhere in the United States. You can do Skype or Uvu.com with people anywhere in the world. And we do. We do. So it doesn't matter where you are. We can develop a mentoring relationship if you can get to a computer or a phone.
Yes.
Woohoo!
Yeah, this has been a blessing. It's been a blessing to be able to listen in. And I remember doing a study about the difference between sheep and a goat. And I found out that sheep, in the natural, sheep are, they easily submit to those who are in leadership, even each other, if they recognize that this sheep is leading us to green pasture. What I was reading said that they will easily submit to those in, that are leading. And I was saying, this is the way God has, I mean, of course, he, and just for to say it, he said that we are sheep, and that we need to, those who are in leadership positions, as I think it was the lady before me said, everybody can be mentored.
Yes.
And I remember a pastor that I used to go to church at, the pastor said there should always be somebody you're reaching up to and somebody you're reaching down to. And he said this keeps you balanced, whereas there's always somebody who can teach you something and there's always somebody that you can teach. He said it keeps you from becoming prideful and it keeps you balanced. And so I've been hearing that throughout what you've been speaking tonight as well. So,
God gave me an unusual picture, and I think you just gave me the interpretation for it, because I was like, okay, if I share this, I need to be able to interpret it. And you just said the interpretation. Lord says, Tanisha, I've got the picture to go with that. You know, in children's toys that are really for babies that are just starting to understand things, I don't know if they still have it, but we had this toy that was cardboard boxes, and they were all different sizes, and maybe there was 6 or 8 of them, and the baby could learn to put the smallest one, you know, and, I mean, the largest one down, and then the next largest,
mm-hmm.
and the next. Remember that? Well, a baby learns just shapes that way, and some hand skills to be able to place it in there, get it turned right and everything, but God says tonight that that is kind of a picture of the many layers of mentoring that should be in the body of Christ. It's in the center. Now, he's always the center. But
wow.
I'm not using this example, the Lord says, to say some people are closer to Christ than others. That's not it. It's just a picture of what you were saying, Kanisha, that you've got. We don't mean look down on, but I understand what you're saying, look up to and look down to. We've got people that we're mentoring who are also mentoring somebody else who are also, that's the ideal thing.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are mentoring us, and there are people mentoring them, and there are people mentoring them. So it's kind of like these boxes. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Got a tickle in my throat. Kind of like those boxes, though. It's not just about us. It's just about not just about one person in the body of Christ being a mentor. But it's multi-level. It should be, and that's,
yeah.
that's. So the Lord says, you're aware of how you started off with 3 and how I brought more and more. And Lord says, I've just been showing you my faithfulness through that. My faithfulness when you open your mouth and I fill it. My faithfulness to others through you when you know that you're just a work in progress yourself. And the Lord says, as you trust me, I have some pretty exciting mentors for you. Just pretty exciting. Don't give up. And don't try to find them in your own strength either, but just say, Lord, who are they? And you'll see that supernatural connection coming about. And you'll have to maybe introduce yourself and ask them for that relationship. Mentors almost never ask you if they can mentor you. But the Lord says you'll know in certain cases that this is one of these mentoring cases, and this is from me. And there'll be supernatural impartations from my spirit. There'll be valuable words of direction and guidance and correction that will help keep you on course for the rest of your life. But the best thing about it, the Lord says, is I'm connecting you with people that you will establish relationships with, because like 2 Corinthians 1:21, he that establishes you together with us is God.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to establish relationships as I lead you that you will have forever and ever and ever. Amen?
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I did a quick testimony. You spoke a word to me a couple of months back that the Lord was going to begin to speak through me, and it'll be things that I have no clue about, and it'll just fly out of my mouth. And so in teaching my kids Bible study, that's been happening a lot since you, I mean, it was almost like days after. It just was so much. Something just flew out of my mouth. And I said, oh, wow, God, that's awesome. And my children were like, Mama, you said it. And I was like, no, I didn't say it. The Holy Spirit said it. But it was kind of a joke, but it was funny because that's been happening so much to where the kids are thinking, you're saying these things. Why are you so excited about it? And I'm like, no, the Lord just said it through me, and it's so awesome. So I just wanted to give you that testimony.
That would be amazing. When I'm teaching, the prophetic kicks in, and I say things I never knew. And I'm trying to keep teaching, and at the same time, I'm thinking, what did I just say? That was good. I just thought
right.
myself.
Yeah, that's awesome. But thank you so much for the program tonight. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you all calling in because I know how a testimony blesses me. We all need to know that we're not the only ones, that we're not alone, that other people have weird thoughts like this too, but that was God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Thank you. Thank you. Glad to have you back. You're feeling better. Well, you know, I'm happy whether you're a new caller or whether you're a person that calls in regularly. We kind of have our radio, not nation, what do we call it? Our radio family that we've been building here for some time. You know, this program actually started out on the radio in 2005, and then there was a gap when we moved from where we were on an oldie station on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock to 12 on Sunday mornings for free, I might add. But the oldies station actually let us have radio time for free because they wanted something on Sunday morning and they chose this. So it had absolutely nothing to do with playing oldies, but that's just how they decided to do it. But then when we moved up north for 8 years, we kind of had a gap in there, and then we got back on radio. And I'm happy to say that except for the little bit we give Blog Talk Radio each month, as far as real radio, I say, real charges for radio, we've only spent money on radio more than the $40 a month we spend for this. 5 months out of, what is that, about 11 years. Good, amen. And God will give you a way to be his voice to others. He'll give you a way in these end times to feed the hungry or clothe the naked or visit those that are sick or in prison or to make disciples or to win souls. And as I posted on Facebook today, God had me studying James 2, saying you need to take this more seriously, that faith without works is dead. Because we get so strong sometimes on faith and grace, then we forget the works part. You know, we need to get back into balance, the Lord says. Okay, I have a bunch of callers, but no one else has pushed number one yet. So I'd like to encourage you to push number one if you have a comment or question or would like prophetic prayer tonight. And if you haven't called in yet, that number is 917-388-4683, 917-388-4683. I think it's very, very important to be discerning and not just pick somebody in your own strength, not analyze it with your mind, you know, but to know and to listen, you know, God, who are you connecting me with? It's not always, you know, like famous people, something like that. You know what I mean? God may connect you with someone that is unfamiliar to you at first. But I hope that it will be someone that has gone to God and taken their own wounds and hurts to God. Because while none of us but Jesus was perfect, you know, we don't need to have to deal with someone who's projecting their wounds and hurts onto us or, you know, still in the middle of huge crisis. There's a lot of good mentors out there whose lives are imperfect, like me. You know what I mean? We want somebody that knows how to take their own negative expectations, their own downward spirals, their own wounds and hurts to Jesus. Someone that's very forgiving. If they're still living in entitlement or resentment or bitterness or holding grudges, now using becoming a part of that, sometimes, you know, any of us can be challenged to forgive. But a wise mentor knows to never hold that resentment in the first place. And it won't be long if you're in relationship with anybody that you'll find out if both of you are smart enough to forgive right away. Because how can we remain in the spirit and be there to mentor somebody else if we're going to hold grudges and resentment? Those are just big things that pop out in my mind. We want somebody that honors and respects Christ in you and knows that it matters what we choose to do and say, that we do have an effect on other people. Somebody that will believe the best of you. And even when your behavior looks questionable, that will ask you, you know, what was that? What did you mean to say? You know, and not assume the worst. We need people that give us the benefit of the doubt and will help us even when we're wrong, because that's the whole idea of mentoring. If I'm not doing so well, if I'm missing it, if I've been taught false gospel or some error, that they know how to help and restore, how to ask questions to help us to know what we really believe or what God's saying. And also if we're in bondage somehow, you know, like in still in the cycles that we're in our family, sins of our fathers, addiction, oppression, or something like that, that they have the power of God flowing through them, not only the insight to be able to hear what we're saying and to discern what the bondage is, but they'll be able to hear the strategy of God. Not that they can be everything. I mean, you can't get it all from one human being. But this is the ideal, that they can hear the strategy of God and help you to know what to pray to get free, healed, delivered. Amen? And then another thing that you might want to consider, just so you'll know, not that you're going to get, you know, everything you want in one person, is it's interesting to know, for their sake and yours, what their favorite love languages are. Do you know what I mean? Was it Gary Smalley that wrote on the five love languages? Well, that was a very inspired message, I believe. I haven't read the book in a long time, but in general, some people are more blessed by touch, appropriate touch, some by spending time together, some by gifts and monetary things, and some want help, assistance. That's the biggest blessing for them. And other people, they need to know most that you are on their side. Now, like I say, nobody's going to just give you everything the way you want it, because part of mentoring is you don't get everything the way you want it. You have to learn to grow and mature in character anyway. But if you can pick up on what their love language is, for instance, how about that? You can be a blessing to them. You know, it's kind of lonely at the top. And some leaders and mentors live in obscurity, but others are popular and on the go, and they don't get that much encouragement. Maybe they don't get the words of encouragement. Maybe they don't get the physical help because people are always looking to them for help. Or, you know, maybe they don't get little gifts, little thoughts, or a hug. You know, I'm just going through these different love languages. But also, you can just be cognizant of the fact that is God giving me a mentor that does show love in the way that I receive love the best, or that they don't, and I needn't expect them to suddenly be able to do that. You know, just something to be aware of. That may sound too detailed, but when you're in a real-life relationship, you finally, for instance, if your love language is words and you like encouragement and compliments and affirmation and appreciation, but that mentor doesn't do mentoring that way, then you need to be aware of that, you know, as soon as possible, so you won't be mad. You'll be mad. You'll be able to receive the impartations, the correction, or the, you know, the certainty and clarity that they can give you, but not expect them to be somebody they're not. On the other hand, God, you know, God might work that into their life because of your relationship, you know, but just be real. Be real. So what we do want, though, is somebody that can appreciate, respect, and confirm what God is calling you to do, and they won't be undermining it or trying to change you or tell you to go somewhere else or whatever. So they encourage you for your own good. And when you're available and with them, that they have some vision for what God's doing in your life. Now, you can, like I say, get mentoring from someone that you never even get to talk to, but just be aware that that's how the relationship will be. It's ideal if they can find time to be available to you and will also have you in their prayers and be blessing you when you're not available or when you leave and you're done with that stage of your life. You want somebody that really knows how to pray for you according to what God's doing in your life and be willing to invest into that rather than just trying to get you to invest into them. Why am I saying this? Yes, I've been there and experienced that too. And I've been in churches where, of both extremes, where I was just left to sit on the pew, was never asked to do a single thing for months. It just absolutely amazed me. I thought, well, I didn't expect to get the pulpit, but, you know, I could be of some help somewhere. And then on the other hand, I can be a part of a group sometimes where immediately I sit, you know, what I have to offer is recognized, it's of help to somebody, and we're all mutually blessed. So you'll begin to discern where you fit, you know. It doesn't mean that I hold anything against the people that never recognized that I had anything to offer. I just take it as a confirmation from God that I'm not to put roots down there and that we need to know where we're supposed to be planted and be there. Not to be threatened when people don't recognize what we have to offer, but also not to be a threat to them, because sometimes people can be too eager and be kind of threatening to the leadership or challenging. We don't want to be that either. The most important point that's been made tonight is that a good mentor will teach you how to depend on God, and that is what we're saying is Christ in you, to teach you the truth, to illuminate God's word, to speak through you in fresh rhema words, and that you'll know God's heart. Because if a mentor isn't able to mentor you in a way that's an expression of God's heart, then you're going to miss one of the most important pieces. You know, our greatest commandment is to be able to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind and soul and body. And prophecy, oh man, it makes all the difference in the world if I'm able to minister God's heart and not just his words. So we want to believe God for what? As we wrap up here tonight, not many callers tonight, just checking again. But we want to be able to believe God for a mentor that's a team player, that understands that it's not a one-man show, that we have been connected to them because we are to learn to operate as a team, and they are interested in what we have to contribute. They're able to draw us out as we're also drawing from them. And they want to be in the level of relationship that God has asked. And we just need to be aware of what the limitations of that relationship are. You know, maybe they're not available but once a month or something, but to, you know, to rejoice in that, to know that's how God has set it up and that's the time that they have, and to make that commitment to be there. So we need to be sensitive to them and what they're able to do and communicate well and to listen to what they say they can do and to keep our commitment and believe God, the Holy Spirit, to do the work in between. And that's the biggest thing, to know the Holy Spirit is our tutor. He's coordinating everything that concerns us, making it all work out for good. Amen. And we just want to cooperate with that and be submitted to or around the people that he leads us to. Amen. Amen. Well, if there's anyone else that thought they had a contribution, a question, or wanted a prayer, you have to call right now. Getting to the end of the program here. There's always somebody that calls at 5 till. Well, it's 11 till, so please call now. And I just thank you for your good input tonight. I'm thinking that I'll just pray then. Huh? There's no just pray, right? We thank you, Father, that you're all about teaching us to walk in the Spirit. I think it's Ezekiel where you said that you took us by the hands and you taught us to walk. It may have been through somebody else, but that's how personal you are. We thank you that you're like both spiritual mother and father to us, that on one hand, you're the many-breasted one. On the other hand, you're Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts and our protector and our leader. Thank you, Lord. We thank you that in you we have everything we need. On the other hand, that Christ in others is a big help to us too. And so, Lord, we thank you for divine appointments, for the encounters that you want us to have, not only with you, but with others. And tonight I just pray for healing, just your healing balm to come on those that have been wounded by spiritual leaders, that are hesitant to believe for a mentor because they have bitter expectations that will turn out bad. We just want to lay all those bitter root expectations against leaders or mentors on the altar tonight and to renounce them. Say, Lord, forgive us for any sinful reaction we had to the leaders that have let us down. We ask you to forgive us for judging them, for not forgiving them sooner, for any way we blamed you, God, for letting spiritual leaders hurt us, for our own sin. We forgive ourselves. Maybe we should have seen that coming and not stayed with that spiritual leader so long. But, Lord, we just give it all to you. We ask you to take the pain out of our memories, any bad memories of mentoring or spiritual leaders or pastors or teachers or authorities in general, friendships. We ask you to just take the pain out of these memories as we ask forgiveness five ways and to heal us heal all our hurts so that we ourselves will be healed people ministering healing to others. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that we replace these negative expectations with positive expectations, believing that you can only act toward us and only bring good things into our life, and even things that seemingly are negative for a period of time, that you're redeeming it and using it for our maturation and strength in you, even so. We just choose to trust you, Lord, and to hold our hearts open to what you're doing in our lives, and to trust people to have our best interest at heart. But even so, when people give us correction, maybe unsolicited correction, that we'll be able to be brave and ask you, Lord, is there any truth in that? How much of that was true, and how much of that is good God-given correction that I need to trust you with, Lord, and ask you to bring about the correction in my life? Thank you, Lord. And that's one of the biggest things tonight that I didn't really say much about. But if you're going to be in a mentoring experience, you've got to understand that many times God wants to give you that correction so you can start learning the easy way. Not wait till you're famous and fall on your face. He wants us to be able to learn the easy way. And, Lord, just give us those relationships where we can trust, fix our trusters, Lord, so that we can trust people to have our best interest at heart, to know which people those are, and we can trust them to give correction in love, restoration in love, and to bring about reconciliation. We just believe you for reconciliation, Lord, with man and with you, so that we can take the walls down. In fact, we may have to ask you to take the walls down, Lord, but we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Take the walls down around our hearts so that we can be reconciled, so that we can be filled with your Spirit. Because those walls that keep out the pain, they also keep out the good things. So we ask you just to take the walls down. We can have good boundaries, but take the walls down so we can have good relationships, not only being mentored, but mentoring others. Amen. Thank you. Well, I just want to encourage you to visit our newest website. Pray for us as we build it, restorationprayerministry.com. Give suggestions of what should be said about mentoring. You'll see the restoration page where you can learn more about Restoration Prayer Ministry. It's a much simpler site than my other sites. It's for the person that's brand new to our ministry. It's easier to navigate and simpler, less confusing. Whereas Crosswalk Life, you know, is like a major library, and now Faith TV is a whole school. But this site, you can go to the Restoration Prayer Ministry page, learn how to get started with those six sessions, and then how to continue growing and getting more and more freedom and healing with follow-up, how you can continue to grow with the Tearing Down Strongholds course on CD, learn how to really tear down your own strongholds in Christ, His power. You can learn how to attend nowfaith.tv and how these classes are designed to go along with mentoring. And as you respond to those and send me emails, I respond to you or we set up appointments. You'll see how it's like a 6 or 7 step program of mentoring, and it all fits together, not just 6 appointments of Restoration Prayer Ministry, but how you can just keep growing and growing, and we can have a relationship that just gets better and better. I've had people do follow-up appointments for as long as 2 years before. Very enjoyable. We might only meet once or twice a month, but we just kept growing together. Awesome. Awesome to know that you're not supposed to have to go through this alone. You're not supposed to have to reinvent the wheel, learn everything the hard way. And if you're able, we'd love you to come in person. You can attend the local classes that we have, local seminars, or you can host a mega weekend for a sizzling Saturday at your own location. You don't have to have a lot of people. You just have to be able to get me there. Or do it over a webinar. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you to believe that God has a plan. He's not going to leave you the way you are, even though he accepts you the way you are. He's not going to leave you the way you are. We just want to encourage you, Lord. We want to encourage you. We are going to commit to make commitments to be mentored and to be all that you want us to be. Amen. We want to be all that you want us to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give it the time. Give it the energy. We'll give it everything you want to give it. We want to be the man and woman that you can trust to be totally committed to you. And I hope you'll join us next week for more Crosswalk Talk. Bring a friend. And go to our website, restorationprayerministry.com, to our original site, crosswalklife.com, and faith.tv. Take advantage of the resources that are there for you. Amen. Be blessed. Be blessed.
Every day I just